people were killed, that they knocked out electricity to parts of the country and knocked out power to a nuclear plant.
The grid operator says the Zaporizhia plant has just been reconnected. This woman took shelter below ground.
The explosions, they were like at 3, at 4 a.m., then at 5 a.m., so we had to be up all night.
President Zelensky calls it another attempt at intimidation. North Korea's launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the Yellow Sea between China and the Korean Peninsula. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The U.S. Indo-Pacific Command says it did not pose a threat to the U.S. or its allies. It was a short-range missile. The launch came just after the North Korean leader's sister said her country was ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the U.S. and South Korea as they expand their military training.
The bodies of two Americans killed during a violent kidnapping in Mexico are expected to be repatriated today. Two others made it back alive. And we've learned more from a friend who couldn't join the group.
The woman told the Associated Press she stayed behind in Texas because she didn't have proper ID and contacted authorities after her friends didn't return. She said they were supposed to be back within 15 minutes after dropping off McGee for cosmetic surgery.
That's CBS's Jared Hill. Norfolk Southern CEO will be on the hot seat at a